Locker room chats continue here tonight on KNZA. I'm Brandon Tamma. We are joined now by the Horton boys basketball coach. That is David Losey, brought to you by Union State Bank. Chargers off to a 2-0 start, and it certainly was a battle and a test for them on Tuesday night this week, going to overtime at Hiawatha, ultimately getting that win by 4, also a win against ACCHS last week to kick off the season. So we'll dive into that Hiawatha game in a moment, Coach, but just how do you assess the 2-0 start here?
Good. I mean, that's just what more can you ask for as far as, you know, getting off to a good start in the season. You hope you can, because you want to get off on the right foot and then hopefully springboard into later on and finish out. You know, we only have, a week and a half till Christmas break already. So, yeah, you know, it's great. It's great for the kids. We're, seeing things, evaluating, taking a look at what we are, you know, hopefully strengths, working on weaknesses. So it's been a great start.
Final again against ACCHS, 65-23. And then Tuesday this week, it went to overtime at Hiawatha, but 67-63, your team is able to pull that one out. And we were talking a little bit before we popped on here. That was just high quality basketball, multiple lead changes, just back and forth the entire way. You know, Hiawatha seemed like they had the advantage late. You get a big three, you know, to take a lead. They get a bucket with about 5 seconds to go. You had to look for a win in regulation, but ultimately a little bit strong from a deep three. So a game that goes into overtime. And when you really had to buckle down, your team certainly did and was able to make some free throws to pull out that win.
Yeah, it was really a game of runs almost in the first quarter. I think they got up 9 early in the second quarter, and then we made a great run to end the half, being up by 5, and then they came out after half, and, you know, they were pretty much ahead most of the game, if I'm not mistaken. And then, but we faced some adversity there. I think we were down 5 with just over 2 minutes to go, and the kids, they're pretty even keeled. I have to give them a lot of credit. It's hard to tell if they're ready sometimes for games because of that. And shots, the kids were very, we thought might zone us. We saw it earlier in their game previously, and I thought we responded well against the zone. I didn't like our 2-point shooting against the zone, which is kind of odd, but we shot well from the outside, and the more confidence we have there, the better it is. And there were some big shots late. Defensively, I thought we let them get to the lane a little too much. So that's something we're going to have to shore up. And like you said, that 23, I'm not a name guy. I'm a number guy. So 23
right.
Got to the lane, got the bucket. We got the timeout, and we're going to fix late game situation there. That's on me. I needed to have them better prepped for that. But we got a decent look. It wasn't quite what we were looking for, but overtime, I thought the kids took care of business. They're just hit some free throws late, and we shot well in the second half from beyond the arc, and that's very encouraging for us.
Yeah, so
hopefully that'll open up some things for our big.
Yeah, you guys had 4 players in double figures, but I just wanted to get a quick thought on Luke McAfee. Finishes with 22 points. You mentioned the outside shot. He had 5 threes, 20 of those 22 after halftime. Boy, he just really turned things on and had a big second half for you guys.
Yeah, when he gets on, he's tough. He's capable of doing that, but he doesn't seem too worried about stats. It was kind of nice to know that. He was more worried about the fact that, you know, here we're up 5 at half, and he only, you know, later on when we were talking, he's, you know, didn't score any. I think he maybe had a bucket in the first half, and that's, you know, second half, if we needed somebody to step up, we had a couple 3 guys step up, and, you know, we're lucky. We've got a lot of kids that can play, and it's, you know, maybe the next game it'll be somebody that maybe didn't get the minutes they had this game. And that's, I mean, because sometimes the ebb and flow of what's going on, and, you know, with coaches, sometimes it's a gut feeling or matchups. You know, I thought, you know, we were really concerned about 12. You know, that kid could shoot. That lefty, he's tough. And I thought we kept him in check pretty well, but we really need to work on our keeping kids out of the lane defense, because about 15 did a nice job, and then that 44, he's going to be good. So anyway, we've got a lot to work on, but it was a great, great win.
Finally, Coach, an early big-time matchup here. Battle of 2-0 teams on Friday in the NEKL. You guys get Pleasant Ridge. Again, they got a couple of good wins under their belt against Oskaloosa, and then McLouth on at Tuesday this week. They've hung up 67 and then 70 points in their first 2 games. What can you tell us about this Rams team for Friday night?
Not a lot yet. We've got film on them already. We'll delve into that today and really get after it this afternoon and then tomorrow. But, you know, like you said, they're putting up some points. I remember they've got some key pieces back from last year. You know, getting the wins like they've had and putting up those points, got to do nothing but be confident for them. So, you know, we do get them at our place. We finally get to play on our floor, and hopefully we can get the defensive matchups we need to slow them down and then keep scoring a little bit.
There it is, David Losey, Horton Boys basketball coach, brought to you by Union State Bank. Chargers coming off the overtime win at Hiawatha on a Tuesday night. They get their first home matchup here on Friday against Pleasant Ridge. That'll be a battle of 2-0 teams in the NEKL. Coach, we always appreciate the few minutes. We'll talk to you again next week.
All right, thanks a lot. We appreciate everything you do. Take care.